Hey, Brett, this is John about nine. I got your question about the Quinn hearing, and the answer is that they took a lot of testimony. The thing dragged on from 9:30 until almost 6 o'clock last night, and I was there for almost all of it. And it took a lot of testimony about the sled search and whether or not the sled search was conducted according to the rule of admissible evidence, and whether or not the sled took adequate precautions not to get their hands on privileged information, including primarily attorney-client correspondence. But to me, not irrelevant to the question of whether the special prosecutor should be disqualified, because the basis for disqualifying the special prosecutor is conflict of interest, and there's no evidence that Pascoe had a conflict of interest. So to me, it was what lawyers call immaterial. It's not related to the subject matter of the inquiry. It's like you were talking about the Super Bowl, you're having a hearing on the who should umpire the Super Bowl game, but then you talk about Major League Baseball umpiring for 7 hours. I saw Rick Quinn in the restroom, and I told him I thought it was kind of boring. He said, "Do you find discussion of constitutional rights boring?" And I said, "No, I find immaterial testimony boring." Yeah, they were saying the same thing over and over again, and none of it related to the question of disqualification. So anyhow, I thought the judge let it go on way too long. I think he should have cut it off after about an hour and a half or 2 hours at the most. But I guess he wants to let the defense attorneys punch themselves out. That's how they make a living, and they put on a big show. I don't think they accomplished a damn thing for Quinn, but that's how the game is played. And sometimes that's what you do before you negotiate a guilty plea. Anyhow, the testimony indicated that maybe the threat agents did not take sufficient precautions to avoid seizing attorney-client privileged information. But on the other hand, there's no evidence they did obtain such information and look at it at the same time. There's no evidence that Pascoe got his hands on it and looked it over. Any other prosecutors looked over privileged information as the basis for their investigation and prosecution. So a lot of smoke. But when attorneys are charging $400 or $500 an hour, they'll do that sort of thing. Thanks a lot, Brian.